Hello, everybody, and welcome to the seventh remote remedy for the Heal Your Gut, Heal Your Life series, where this is one of my favorite topics tonight. I work on this so much with my clients in private sessions, and that is water processing. So it isn't always about how much water you drink. It doesn't equate to water in equals hydration actually into the cells of the body. And so water processing is a problem for a lot of people in terms of getting that hydration into the cells. And that's what we want to work on tonight. So kidneys regulate the water balance in the body. You sweat, you have respiration in the lungs, you have urine. So we want to start some work on those kidneys. That's not the only place. We have a bunch more. So we want to go to the hypothalamus, which is in the brain, and the pituitary. They both have thirst centers. So there's a hormone called antidiuretic hormone, vasopressin, and it controls the amount of water reabsorbed in the tubules of the kidneys. We want to make sure that the hypothalamus and the pituitary are sending correct signals to your body. Then we have the blood. All of this excess fluid goes into the blood, and the blood redistributes it to different places. And I can already hear some of you thinking, okay, Lynn, why does this have anything to do with our guts? Well, remember, you have constipation and you have diarrhea. There's water processing. If the water processing in the rest of the body is not functioning properly, neither are your bowels. So we're getting there. Hold on. All right, the bodies are already calling for the next one, which is the lymphatic system. So this collects excess fluid and toxins from tissues and organs and returns it to the blood. And you have four ports, two in the groin, two up in the chest, that basically are the lymphatic ports where it dumps this into the bloodstream. So we want to move that lymphatic system. And the only way the lymphatic system actually gets to clean this out is if you have movement. So if you're sitting around and not doing any kind of movement, this is going to get backed up. So we're moving it up the legs. Into that groin portal and up the body, up the abdomen, the thoracic. Up the arms, down from the face and the neck, down into the chest portals. And then you have water in your digestive tract. You drink water, it goes down your mouth, your esophagus, your stomach. Passes through the stomach into the small bowel where it's taken up in the bloodstream. Plus some of them is part of absorption in the rest of that intestinal tract. You want to make sure that piece is functioning properly. Water on an empty stomach, you can pass it through the stomach into the large intestines into your bloodstream within 5 minutes, especially if the water is colder. But if you're eating and drinking water, it may take 45 minutes to get it there because it has to go through the normal kind of digestion process. All right, now why is all this important on top of all the other reasons why I just mentioned? Because intercellular hydration, you need 4 hydrogens, 2 oxygens, and 2 electrons for your mitochondria to create ATP, which is the cell's energy. Okay, so does that sound like something that rings a bell? 4 hydrogens, 2 oxygens, and 2 electrons? It's actually 2 water molecules, H2O, 2 hydrogens and an oxygen. So you need 2 water molecules so that your cells can create ATP and give energy. So when all of that fluid is stuck as edema in the body, inflammation in the body, it creates a loss of fuel production, which means a loss of cellular repair, which means your body ages and you're tired. And what that also means is that it doesn't allow the peristalsis, the movement of that food through the colon, because the body needs ATP to move that through. Another part to this is we needed those 2 electrons. Well, that raises alkalinity, which raises the electrical charge. Well, when you raise that electrical charge, it now pulls water across the cell membranes into the cells and rehydrates them and oxygenates them. So really, that's the importance of drinking water. Let's add one more thing to the fire here. Pesticides, chemicals, Wi-Fi that interrupts electrical signaling in the body, alcohol, meds, dehydration due to all of this can create gaps between the cells. And what did we talk about on the last MP3? This lining of the intestines is only 1 cell thick. And when you have things like this that create a gap, they call it a gap junction issue, then we can create what? Leaky gut. So we need to drink water, but we need to make sure that that water is creating actual cellular hydration. Good electrolytes, delivery, and balance. So that the body will work properly, you'll have your fuel for your cells, it will get rid of chronic inflammation, which causes all kinds of problems, including leaky gut. And as you can see by everything we've talked about, there's so many parts of the body that this touches. And one last thing I want to mention is, remember, there are things like canola oil and other things that plasticize the cell membranes that doesn't allow these processes to happen. Please stop using canola oil. We're just giving your body a second here to adjust to all of these changes and really take effect in that gut to balance out that fluid in the gut to give you proper stool. All right, my dears, we're going to let this keep running. Your body's telling me it's going to run for a while on some of you. So we're going to let it keep going, and I love you, and I'll see you tomorrow.